Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Los Angeles is on edge, bracing for more ferocious winds. This as 50,000 customers are still without power if their home is still standing. LA Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley.
As the increasing wind event is upon us as we speak, the Los Angeles City Fire Department has maximized our resource capabilities and response capabilities. All available LAFD resources have been staffed.
CBS's Laura Hayfelly says red flag warnings for high winds begin at 4 a.m. local time tomorrow.
Fire crews are preparing to battle extreme wind conditions again. And while officials understand neighbors are anxious to get home, they are asking for patience as they continue to recover the remains of people who may have perished.
Fire origins are still being investigated. Dominic Choi is with the LAPD. And says this of the largest fire, the Palisades.
There's been no definitive determination that it is arson at this point, but we're looking at every angle.
Police have made about 50 arrests for crimes linked to the fires. This just in, Oscar nominations have been delayed again due to the fires, now set for Thursday, January 23rd. Also, the nominees' luncheon will not be held. The awards show is still set for March 2nd. A Gaza truce and hostage release could happen in this final week of President Biden's term.
We are now at a pivotal point in the negotiations for a hostage deal and ceasefire in Gaza.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, a third of the 100 hostages still held in Gaza are believed to be dead. CBS's Robert Legarry on a federal judge saying the Justice Department can release Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, based in Florida, declined a request from Walt Nauta, an aide to Trump, and Carlos de Oliveira, a former property manager at Trump's Mar-a-Lago property, to block the release of Smith's final report. She said she had an insufficient basis to grant injunctive relief. That means that Attorney General Merrick Garland is clear to release the first portion of Smith's report, which details Trump's alleged actions after the 2020 election.
Trump is set to take office in 1 week, but tomorrow his top cabinet picks will get grilled on Capitol Hill. That includes his defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, says correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Whether they have the information or not, there are still a lot of questions they're going to ask. They're going to ask about allegations of sexual misconduct. They're going to ask him, for example, are you facing any other lawsuits that we don't know about? Are you facing any other allegations that could interfere with your ability to run the largest military on earth?
Performing at President-elect Trump's inauguration next Monday, Carrie Underwood, who's slated to sing America the Beautiful. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The initial report about that big Racine County blaze was for a truck on fire in a barn. Two barns burned down Saturday with the buildings housing cars and RVs. No animals were involved. With wind chills dropping below zero, warming centers are open across the area. The National Weather Service has continued cold temperatures through the early part of the week. In response, local libraries, community centers, and government buildings are offering free indoor shelter. To find the closest near you, call 211. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover, so they had, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. Yeah. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. Because for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. WRJ.
cold today with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day. And a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you familiar with the name Giorgio Gomelsky? Maybe not. Giorgio Gomelsky was the first manager of the Rolling Stones. In fact, he owned the Crawdaddy Club in London, where the Rolling Stones were once the house band. Now, after he was replaced by their manager in May of 1963, Gomelsky went on to manage the Yardbirds, among other bands. He died on this date 9 years ago today in 2016. Hear the Rolling Stones now. This is Honky Tonk Woman on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to air Green Bay Packer football all season long here on WRJN. But what was going on yesterday?
Yeah, well, I got little ones, so I've reduced my cursing. But I've got new creative words, and within 3 seconds of the game starting, I've got these new fun creative words.
Yeah, Kurt, what are they?
You saw the picture, right? From above, guy holding onto the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? From what I understand, the NFL can't use that angle because it's not an angle provided in every single NFL stadium.
Oh,
it's the
really?
Sky cam.
Is that the case?
Yeah, and I don't think the Fox commentators went into it too much, but yeah, we all saw the footage.
Yeah, the tone was set, like you said, on the first play of the game.
Well, and there was two of them. He had the ball, recovered the fumble, and then it looked like a helmet-to-helmet impact to me.
Yeah. Well, and then you had injuries, and you had turnovers, and you had interception. I mean, it was just...
A couple face masks called that were obvious to me as a layperson sitting on the couch.
They just couldn't get it going.
You had to overcome that stuff. Yeah.
Just couldn't get it going yesterday. Well, I mean, it was likely they weren't going to go deep into the playoffs anyway, but
you never know. That's why you play the game. Yeah,
true. But especially when you have so many injuries, I mean, and you have three teams in our division that are in the playoffs. I mean, that's a tough one to overcome, you know?
Three.
Yeah. You had the,
Lions and the Vikings. Yeah. Okay.
Three teams in our division, all in the playoffs. And, you know, you have what were they 11-6 on the year? Does that sound right?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, you have a good season, but you're not the best team in the division. I mean, I hate to say it, but.
But now you can just get a marker and keep the gold, but then color in blue, and we're all big Rams fans tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You got to be Rams fans. Now, who do I root for, though, for the Super Bowl? Who do I root
not
for?
Not the Vikings.
Not the Vikings. So it's okay.
I'd go Buffalo. I'd put Buffalo on that list. They're a good. They're a similar market to Green Bay, so there's a lot to like about that pick. I'm not voting for any. I'm not rooting for any commie. I'll tell you that.
What about the Lions? Are you okay with the Lions? Even though they're in our division.
Yeah, but, well, except for the Vikings, I'm a fan of all of the teams getting at least one Super Bowl at one point. Except for the Vikings.
I'd
be fine with the Lions doing it.
You're gonna be watching it tonight,
the Vikings. Oh, show. Yeah.
All right, we'll see how it goes. There's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Timeless Hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candle
all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It is going to be cold tonight. Lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs in the teens. Wednesday, up to 22.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a bed like you want to be in a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The initial report about that big Racine County blaze was for a truck on fire in a barn. Two barns burned down Saturday, with the buildings housing cars and RVs. No animals were involved. Caledonia fire officials say there was possibly an explosion. They also report that the closest fire hydrant was nearly 2 miles away from the 6 Mile Road location. Wind chills are wicked today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most commonly seen on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And it may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. So limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter.
Warming centers are open across the area. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Kenosha's got one in February. Racine might have one in April. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will ponder placing a $190 million operational referendum on the April 1st ballot. Like in Kenosha, Racine officials say a lack of state funding has led to financial problems. However, declining enrollment is also playing a part. The proposal would result in a tax increase of about $75 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. District officials are already warning that if not passed, there could be widespread cuts to staff and programs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 15 degrees.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You probably saw this in the news last week that Facebook is going to stop fact-checking posts made by users on Facebook. It's like Mark Zuckerberg just handed Facebook's keys to the internet's drunk uncle.
She gets it while she can. Oh, get back.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
They say we're young and we don't. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I got. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Timeless hits from Herman's Hermits, and I'm into something good on WRJN. By the way, Herman's Hermits and the Association are going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan in February, and you're going to want to listen all this week. We're going to give you details on how you can win tickets from us here on WRJN. All right. A police officer in China had a rough day trying to track down a drug dealer, and after his frustrating day shift, the officer invited his girlfriend out to dinner. As they settled into their meal, the cop overheard two men at a nearby table boasting about their day. One of the men was that drug dealer the cop had been trying to find. The cop's girlfriend had the best view of the two men and described them to her boyfriend. And based on her descriptions, he texted a fellow cop who helped set up a raid on the restaurant to catch that drug dealer. Now that's just bad luck, mister.
It got me on a mountain top.
Your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
The joke was on me.